CTV.
Hello, everybody. This is Martin Zender broadcasting from my world-famous laundry room studio here in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Washer and dryer back there behind me. And I don't think you've seen my clock in a while. There's my clock right there. It's 4:29 Sunday afternoon. I got an amazing passage of scripture here. I read this to you in the Revelation series, but this never ceases to amaze. And it is really telling to read this passage and to understand the control of God and that we've got nothing to worry about, that everything is in order. Everything is being micromanaged. Some people don't like that. Some people say they don't want to be micromanaged by God. Well, these people don't know God. These people then don't know of the goodness of God. And of course, if anyone was raised in an institutional church and hasn't been diseducated out of it, then you're going to think that God's not only not good, but he's a raving lunatic. He's out of control. He lost control. You know, people get upset when I teach, because the scripture teaches that all is of God, and that would include evil. But the only, that is hard to swallow once in a while. Bad things happen, and I don't like to, don't like to think of it very often. But it's comforting in the long run, because the only thing, quote, worse than God being in control of evil is evil being absolutely random. And I do mean absolutely random. Evil being out of control. Satan being sovereign in evil. Banish these insane thoughts from your mind. None of this is true. And I'm going to prove it in Revelation chapter 20. It's so interesting that, God, when it comes to Satan, God doesn't come out and say, "Don't worry, I control Satan 100%. Don't worry, Satan is on a very, very short leash. In fact, nothing he does is outside of my control. There's no leash short enough to illustrate my control of Satan." No, but God is a good writer, you see, and a writer must show, not tell. That's the best way to write. You show something. So in Revelation chapter 20, verse 1, we are being shown something, and it's all you need to know when it comes to God's control of Satan. Are you ready for this? And where do you see this? Revelation 20, verse 1. "And I perceived a messenger descending out of heaven, having the key of the submerged chaos and a large chain in his hand. And he lays hold of the dragon, the ancient serpent, who is the adversary and Satan, and binds him 1,000 years. And he casts him into the submerged chaos and locks it and seals it over him, lest he should still be deceiving the nations." What? Messenger descends out of heaven, having the key of the submerged chaos, large chain, okay. Lays hold of the dragon, the ancient serpent. This is the big boy, the adversary, Satan, the ancient serpent. A messenger, one little angel, probably the size of Tinkerbell, descends out of heaven, having the key of the submerged chaos and a large chain, lays hold of the dragon, ancient serpent, who is the adversary, Satan, binds him 1,000 years. Just like that. Binds him 1,000 years, casts him into the submerged chaos, locks it, seals it over him, so he can't get out. Let's review. An angel. One messenger. The size of Tinkerbell is my guess, because I know God. This is why God operates. Binds the adversary. This demon, this devil, not a demon, the adversary himself, the most evil, ferocious, extremely powerful being we thought in the universe. How powerful is he when he is grabbed hold of and bound? We don't read, this is what is astounding here. We don't read anything of a fight, nothing of a struggle. There was no vast wrestling match like Jacob with the angel. The question comes to mind. Well, if it's just damn easy to apprehend Satan, why didn't God do it in the Garden of Eden before all this disaster took place? Wasn't that where Satan should have been nabbed if it's this easy? All you got to do is send Tinkerbell with a large chain, bind him, throw him in the pit. Apparently, Satan's helpless against Tinkerbell because this is why. And I've said this concerning the last days about how things will be progressing along and how politicians will be doing amazing things that no other politician has been able to do. When it's time for a thing, then the thing's easy. I have told you that I believe God will be removing a lot of roadblocks to make things happen on the political stage to prepare earth for the second coming of Christ. And at the end of this age, Satan will be bound because it's time for it. When it's time for it, it's easy. So here in Revelation 20, verse 1, it's time for it. This means that in the Garden of Eden, in Genesis chapter 2, I believe, it was not time for it. Yes, Satan could have been apprehended with God's pinky. Do you think there is some real wrestling match, some life and death struggle between God and Satan, and we're all sitting at the edge of our seats wondering who's going to win? Please. No, that's the farthest thing from the truth. It's always this easy to go after Satan. I don't even know if Satan knows this verse. I shouldn't be broadcasting this, but I think he must know. And so up until Revelation 20, verse 1 happens, Satan has to know that, well, it does say in one place in Revelation, he knows his time is short. So he goes kind of crazy because he knows his time is short. So he knows that the hour is coming when Tinkerbell can arrest him. Tinkerbell can do it. By the power of God. I say I know God because I know that God uses the unwise, weak, ignoble, and stupid. And he probably has lots of messengers, lots of angels. But he sends the least of the angels to apprehend the greatest of criminals, of celestial criminals, spiritual criminals, i.e. Satan. That's just God's way. That's God's way. That's why I keep saying Tinkerbell. This tells us that it was not time in the Garden of Eden. Satan was necessary to prepare the way for the revelation of a Savior. No sin, no death, no life, no Savior. No sin, no death, no redemption from sin. No Savior. No death, no resurrection. Yeah, you get it. God needed Satan. From the day of his creation to Revelation chapter 20, verse 1, he needs him to wreck things. That's why he made him to be the wrecker of things so that God can show us his power and his grace and his glory in redeeming the wreckage. That's the purpose of God. God needs an enemy. He created Satan to do this. So Satan's bound for 1,000 years. Then what happens? He's let loose for a little while. What does he do? He goes apeshit. Yeah, Revelation 20, verse 7, and whenever the 1,000 years should be finished, Satan will be loosed out of his jail. He will be coming out to deceive all the nations which are in the four corners of the earth, Gog and Magog, to be mobilizing them for battle, their number being as the sand of the sea. Lots of them. They went up over the breadth. Blah, 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 blah. The Spirit of God devoured the enemies. And Satan is then once again snagged and sent into the lake of fire where the false prophet and the wild beast are also. These are supernatural spiritual beings, and they will be tormented day and night for the eons of the eons, not forever and ever, for the eons of the eons, because Satan himself and the wild beast and the false prophet will be reconciled to God when the time is right in the fullness of time. The time is not right. You can see by this that when the time is right, it's going to happen. If it's this easy to apprehend Satan, when a messenger comes down and does it, then every single day he's loose is a necessary day for him to be loose. And the good news about this is that God is in control of him. See, this is how easy it is. God doesn't say, I'm in total control of Satan. He just shows you this. Look, I send down Tinkerbell to apprehend Satan, throw him into submerged chaos. There's no fight. There's no struggle. There's no epic Star Wars music. Oh, just boom. There you go. Down into the submerged chaos. And God is showing us how easy it is. Then. But this is a great comfort to us now.